Good evening. This is Nat. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. The show I am hosting is called Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. I don't know if that's a relevant title anymore, but it is what you're listening to. You just listened to Godadelic by Ayegi and Hell Above by Pierce of Veil. I'm feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, sputtering, burnt out, fuming as well, enraged, full of fury, and very, very tired. And when all of that combines into one human being with all other points of origin that I have, I gravitate towards my middle school roots, which is Pierce the Veil, lots of it, and My Chemical Romance. I think I was going through a very formative period as a middle schooler, and The Spring Will Always Sound Like Collide with the Sky, which is the album I'm playing from, and playing from up next, which is Bulls in the Bronx. I encourage you to listen to the guitar, to every layer, to the intricate communication of like this sentiment that this song is giving. And I don't really know if it's like resistance coded or like, I don't know, but it's like holding emo music or whatever is like a really careful, for me, like molecular, like translation or, you know, transmutation of like an internal experience, is why this stuff is so special to me and why it is all I can, you know, the lowest energy confirmation state for me, if you will. So with that, I hope you enjoy every single layer of Bulls in the Bronx.
Right. And I can hardly get myself out of the bed for fear of never lying in this bed again. Oh Christ, I'm not that desperate. Oh no, oh God. And what I feed it, but maybe I don't want to finish anything anymore. Maybe I can wait in bed till she comes home and whispers,
you're in my world now.
I've come to wrap you up tight till it's time to bite down.
Just listen to a lot of things, starting with Bulls in the Bronx by Pierce the Veil. This is How I Disappear by My Chemical Romance. Slow Dancin' by Ricky Eat Acid. And you just listened to The Recluse by Cursive, which was recommended to me by a dear friend. Do I want to talk about how I'm doing? I guess, because there's probably someone out there doing similarly. Very hard to do work even though I'm at school and that's my job, but I think, you know, now this time has just this particular energy. Opening my eyes should be enough. Witnessing the world as it is right now, is so overwhelming. And, distracting isn't the right word, but, there's such a gravity to the present moment that is not anything happening at Tufts University, that anything happening at Tufts University just is really, it has meaning in the grand purpose of my life, but perhaps, or does it? I'm just really tired of answering these questions about the future when it literally doesn't exist. Trying to entertain all these concepts of, what would it be like to move to this city where I don't know anybody and have this job that I've never, literally imagined having a job. I don't know. It's just, I'm not there yet. I just opened my eyes. I'm not explaining this well, but I think that's kind of the point. There's nothing really to make tangible. Just very directionless right now, which is fine. I think there's just lessons to be learned in just having to sit here and not know what's going to happen in any parameter of humanity or my life. But I'm not worried because healing is long. I mean, I'm deeply, profoundly worried in ways that, you know, will never go away. But I'm not worried in the sense that there's this... I've been watching Avatar recently. There's, you know, a neutral position to take on personally, like, with only school. Everywhere else, there's, you know... I'm doing things. But with school, it's like, you know, I can choose to let it really govern my emotion regulation, or I can be neutral about it, you know? And it's not going to have that power over me anymore because I'm on my way outsies. I'm really, really hopeful and excited to be in a space that is more uplifting of, you know, the person I want to become. Not that Tufts hasn't brought me some of the most incredible people I've ever met, but it's weird. It's like going into college, you're like given like horse blinders or something, and you can't really, you know, you're so self-centered a little bit, and like, I don't know. I mean, you can be part of initiatives that really center the world and other people and, you know, stand outside of yourself. But I don't know. I feel now, at least in my experience, there's like the horse blinders are coming off a bit. And, you know, I'm able to see that there's so much more than, you know, the urgencies I'd had to craft for myself these past few years. I don't know if any of this information is helpful, but it feels nice to speak it aloud. So thankful for this space. I guess I'll move on with the program. We're approaching time for a PSA. It's not time yet, but I'll let you guess what it's going to be. It's going to be the same one I always do, because it's important. Yeah. Anyways, this is a song that was on my Discover Weekly. It's called Duel. There's just some parts, you know, you're listening to a song passively and then, like, something happens and you're like, never mind, I'm actively listening. It had one of those moments, so I thought I'd share. Hope you enjoy. See you in a moment for a PSA.
You've been away
Sorry to interrupt. I did want to let you know that the United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. 43% of the world's total military spending is by the United States. Enjoy the rest of Duel.
This is how the story goes. I am not the damsel, you are not the hero. We just put on a good show. Losing feels a lot like winning. Losing, but we've burst the finish. Smiling for my ivy tower, wrapped in lace and broiled in flowers. You don't bring me flowers. Fragile glimpses like this and feathers, tied up in on the edge of tethers, dwelling in dreams and midnight terrors. Nothing that we secretly hope is forever and ever. Cause losing feels a lot like winning. Losing both with us to finish. I'm singing both the sounds.
that was everything I have. You just listened to, literally just now, Song for Isabel by Pierce the Veil. Ivory Tower by Nova Twins. A Sad Cartoon by Loathe. And Is It Really You by Loathe. Yeah, I think emotions are far better out than in. And I encourage everyone to express themselves, like, not in a corny way, but in a way that's like, get it out of your system, you know? But, you know, even I feel like something I try to do is, like, I'll make art even though I'm not an artist or, like, really talented, but, like, you know, the things you make don't have to be, like, you know, for anyone but yourself. Yeah, I just hope everyone can enjoy being in their own personhood for a moment. And I think a lot of the times that involves getting some things out onto a page and journaling, or literally going for a walk and, you know, dissipating some of the energy in your body, because we're accumulating a lot of things right now. Accumulating a lot of things all the time. But in conclusion, there's no conclusion. I was watching Avatar right now, and have been thinking about how my life would have been changed in terms of my capacity to regulate my own emotions had I seen Avatar as a child, and exclusively watched SpongeBob, which is why I think I, like, try to giggle everything off. Maybe that's too broad of an analysis, but anyways, got to, like, the part where he's trying to earthbend, you know, connect with the earth or whatnot, and then this dude is talking about how death is an illusion, but this is a kid's show, but it's, like, so necessary to hear. But yeah, you know, when things start and end is relies on time being something that can be perceived. And probably most perspectives in this world don't really perceive the start and end of time. Anyways, this is Nat. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Wishing everyone a peaceful evening. Meow.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
my mind seesaws. Do you see, do you see, do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling. It's the unraveling. Your sweater, wanna write you a love letter, wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel.